Welcome to Radio Blue.
Man, I screwed that up. One moment. All right, let's try to not accidentally hit all the buttons this time. It is 12 o'clock. You are listening to The Scene, coming up next on Radio Blue. Again.
told me, but I don't have the guts to say it out loud. Baby, won't you stay? If I stay, 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 baby, I can't stay. If you stay.
Listening to The Scene on Radio Blue with a rough opening. We just heard from Hotel Fiction, and they have the name of today's scene. It is Athens, Georgia. Each week, we take a deep dive into a unique scene of an emerging sound and the bands that brought us there, and we kind of dig through what made it happen. Today, we're going to take a trip in and around Athens, Georgia from about the late 70s to now. There's actually a ton of good music coming up now, and I almost want to underplay the 90s success era because we heard so much of that. So we will start out with the 70s. This is going to be like your origins of B-52s, REM's in there, of course, but I'm going to try to stay away from the super popular stuff. Start out with that. We'll get to the major success era for a little bit and then the modern stuff. So we'll talk about the history and how it all connects. And we will start off with a band called Pylon. They had an interesting origin story. It was just two art school kids at UGA, Randall Bewley and Michael Lukowski. And neither of them could actually play instruments. That's true punk. And what they were saying is, this is a quote from one of them. A lot of us in the art school were trying out different media with a punk rock message, which is just go in there and do it. You don't need training or authority or legitimacy. Just figure it out. So we can listen to them figure it out. This is Feast on My Heart from 1980. You're listening to Radio Blue.
Yeah. was cool after country wise. And someday we'll be right back.
just heard from the B-52s with 52 Girls. Before that, we had Driver 8 by R.E.M. from 1985, Chili Part 2 by Love Tractor, and Feast on My Heart by Pylon. Pylon was a pretty interesting band. I was reading their lore on Wikipedia, and I don't know how much of this is real, but it's what they said, which was they used to practice in a studio with a single 40-watt bare light bulb hanging above, and that is where the name the 40 watt club came from. That sounds kind of made up to me. A couple other interesting things on there though was they were first playing their shows and the audience just wasn't reacting all that much, and the B-52s all show up and start just going crazy in the crowd, and then everyone else danced too. Again, that sounds like kind of a that happened moment, but you know, the lore works, so we'll go with it. Pylon ended up touring with all of these bands, B-52s, R.E.M., Mission to Burma, Love Tractor, Talking Heads, U2. They broke up in 1983 when their tour with U2 didn't go over all that well. I guess we had started to reach a more refined pop sound, and that just punky sound didn't work. So around the same time as Pylon, the Method Actors in 1979 were working on that kind of post-punk new wave sound. Vic Varney and David Gamble, and later on some of the guys from Love Tractor. So let's hear from them, the Method Actors, on Radio Blue.
Just one second.
the shark, turn up.
I do the camel walk.
Do the hypocrite.
Man, the B-52s are really weird. Oh, I love hearing it, like, in context with the rest of what was going on. It really makes sense now when you can picture it. So, that was the B-52s with Dance This Mess Around. Before that, we had Crazy by Pylon, Nightclub Scene by Love Tract before that, Gardening at Night by R.E.M., and Do the Method by the Method Actors. I tried to find other songs by the Method Actors, and they were all so bad. It was truly horrible. But that was the one, I'll call it radio-friendly, palatable song you can get. You're listening to The Scene, Episode 5 on Radio Blue. Today, we're diving into the Athens scene and what created it and where it's going. This is starting Act 2 here. We're going to do a quick drive-by on the 90s. I did, by the way, look up the history of the 40 watt further, and it was the guy in the pylons, Curtis Crowe. He heard the band playing through the floor when he lived upstairs, and then he joined the band. So yes, I guess the origin story of the 40 watt is real. So we're gonna dive further into the 90s now. We're gonna kick it off with the Black Crowes, Twice as Hard. You're listening to Radio Blue. We'll be right back.
body when I sleep. Who will I believe in? We'll be right back.
Ain't Life Grand by Widespread Panic. They have to be one of the most successful bands to come out of Athens. If I guess if you get yourself into the jam scene of like the Dead and String Cheese Incident and all that, you just have a job forever. They do a show in Atlanta every New Year's Eve. It's always a big deal. I think they actually do like 3 days before that too, but they have a slightly different sound, but they definitely are Athens. It was actually formed by two kids in a college dorm once again, and I guess that's why college dorms or college towns are so good for kind of experimental music. You know, you have a bunch of young kids that just want to get out there and try something. That was John Bell and Michael Hauser that founded Widespread Panic, by the way. You can really hear the kind of 90s sound kicking in, but like I said, I don't want to spend too much time hanging around here, and I'm not going to play What's the Frequency, Kenneth, because I feel like by the time the major success of that alternative sound hit, that like that was no longer pure Athens, and I wanted the, you know, more of the reflections of what was still going on there. So that was our quick drive-by on our way to the modern era, which I found so much good stuff. I just want to cut right into it. So let's hear what's what is it? She, he. Yeah, two he's. All right. Multiple choice exam. You're listening to Radio Blue.
tomorrow, cause tonight we have it all. Even if you're just a hologram projected on the wall. So let's go to bed, sleepy head, forget until the morning comes. Didn't mean to state the obvious, but I've been feeling down. If there's a weight upon my chest that's heavy when you're not around. So let's go to bed, rest my head, forget until the morning. Comes. He's a high.
ears.
What's up, Chicago?
A Family Dinner by Shauna Tucker and Eye Candy. Believe that's 2013, so we're solidly in the 2000s now. Before that, we had I Don't Care About the One I Love. I Don't Even Care About the One I Love by The Wiggs. Man on the Moon by Hotel Fiction. Love Town by The Glands. They were kind of a key figure a little bit later on in the 90s, but still putting out stuff now. And then I Love Cats with Vision Video before that, which is kind of a crazy song. They had this like Cure / Depeche Mode vibe going on, but that track came out this year. So it's new stuff. And then Multiple Choice Exam by Sheehee, which is what we started off with. A trio that doesn't even have a Wikipedia page. It's just two girls and a guy, which should be Sheehee, but maybe they swap somebody out. I don't know. I think it's cool that we're kind of back into like the punk vibes of like mainstream success is gone. And I don't know if you can really get REM level success in the industry anymore because that doesn't exist either. So do what you want. Make the songs you like. You're probably not going to get rich doing it. I like that the reward of getting rich is kind of not there anymore. So you're getting some really creative stuff. And it's also, I mean, that's why it's, colleges are so good at this because it's just kids sitting in dorm rooms. They're bored. They got a lot of energy. and they start making crazy stuff. So we'll get back into it. We're going to stick in the 2000s for the rest of the show. I really like Sheehy's stuff, so we're going to hear some more of that. Vision Video, also everything they put out is a banger. We'll start off hearing from them again. You're listening to The Scene on Radio Blue.
It's no surprise, dead ceilings rise.
doing just fine till you walked up, frozen in time. Now I'm caught up with all of these words in my mind. Oh, your eyes intoxicate me like white wine. So it's been taking me some time to get back up on my feet.
That was Casper and the Cookies with Kiss Me Beneath the Christmas Tree. Come on, you didn't think you were going to get out of this without any Christmas music. I actually had a whole second Christmas song queued up in there somewhere. Before that was Think Twice by Hotel Fiction. Another tiny group. I think it's two girls, two UGA students. And their band page says, if you're here, you probably know us. So I can relate to that, I guess. If you're here, you probably know me. Before that, we had Get Up by Dank, Swim by The Glands, which is another Athens staple, Chuckle by Sheehee, Messenger by Pylon Reenactment Society. They're an interesting note. It's the original singer from Pylon, and then members from The Glands and Casper and the Cookies, and they kind of recreated the band and are doing some of the old songs and doing some new stuff too. It's really cool. And then before that, Normalized by Vision Video, which just has that like modern but retro throwback sound that I love. So we'll do a couple more tracks, just two, and then I'll give you the outro because we're getting up on the witching hour here. So let's see what's up next. We are going to hit up Staying Alive by The Wiggs. You're listening to The Scene on Radio Blue.
On the ground, and I think he's dead. I know the feeling. I've been there too. They put you down long enough that you think it's true. So tell me the good part and the needed. You're never that angry when you're sad. So if you mean. It's nothing new. He won't repeat it because it's wrong. The only thing in your head without another song. So if you believe me, would you tell me you're never that angry when you're mad? Stay. Wind me up.
That was The Wigs with Stayin' Alive from 2012. And that about does it for our show today. Thanks for taking a tour of Athens with me. They have such a rich music history, and it seems like it's only getting better. So we'll close out with a track that I'm sure you've heard before, but by an artist you haven't. This is a band called Lona singing Let It Be. Thanks for joining me, and see you next week.